and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Geringer, and I'm a senior faculty specialist and extension specialist here in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And today on the podcast, we're going to get back to what we normally did. We've been off for a little bit while I have been catching up on various other projects, so apologize for that. But we're back, and we should be back for the next couple of weeks because I'm setting down and recording about 4 or 5 episodes today to try to make sure we have a good stockpile that I can build upon for 2023 and get going with that again. So with that, I want to jump back into some of the things I blogged about and have been speaking about this year in some of the top things that happened in ag law. And we'll talk about one of the case filings in particular with that today. So mid last year, I posted about a recently filed class action lawsuit involving contract poultry growers who were arguing that they were employees of AMIC Farms and not independent contractors. For anyone needing a refresher on a class action lawsuit, I'm going to encourage you to check out that post, and I'll provide a link to it in the show notes so you can look at it. But we had another class action filed in Georgia by growers for Purdue. They were arguing that those growers are employees and not independent contractors. This lawsuit contends that Purdue failed to pay the contract growers the minimum wage and overtime and breached the grower agreement by calling the growers independent contractors. This new lawsuit is in Parker v. Purdue Farms, and I'll put a link to it down in the show notes as well for you. So to give a little bit of background, we have the plaintiff, a poultry farmer from South Carolina. They are a contract grower for Purdue Farms, Inc., and Purdue has an operation in Georgia. Parker, the plaintiff, has been a poultry grower for Purdue, but was informed by Purdue in 2019 that they would no longer be providing him with birds. The contract stated that Parker was an independent contractor and that Purdue would process the birds and market the final product. As basically a refresher, an independent contractor is a self-employed person or entity with a right to control or direct the results of work, that what will not be done and how work will be done. For example, you hire a plumber to repair a water line issue at your house. The plumber is an independent contractor. They control the work, how and when and how it will be done and what will not be done. In addition, the independent contractors are responsible for paying their own Social Security and Medicare taxes. So with this lawsuit, what are some of the claims being pursued? Well, in this new class action lawsuit that we have, it's more straightforward than the previous one. The first claim is that Purdue failed to pay a minimum wage to its growers. Next, based on those allegations, Parker argues that Purdue growers are employees and not independent contractors and have not paid its employees the federal minimum wage. Because the growers worked over 40 hours per week, Parker also argues that growers are entitled to overtime under federal law. Although the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act exempts agricultural workers, Parker argues that the growers do not fit within those categories. Therefore, Purdue was required to pay overtime for work over 40 hours per week. Next, Parker argues that because the poultry production agreement that allows all Next, Parker argues that because the poultry production agreement that all growers signed treats them as independent contractors, Purdue has violated the agreement by failing to treat them as independent contractors. This claim is based on the argument that because the growers are employees, Purdue has breached the agreement by not treating them as independent contractors. Hopefully that makes sense. With the remaining claims, Parker argues that the growers are entitled to a declaration that they are employees and should be treated as such by Purdue. First, Parker includes a claim of fraud based on the argument that because Purdue represented to growers that they would be independent contractors, Purdue withheld information to get them to sign up with Purdue. Next, Parker argues that these misrepresentations should be considered negligent misrepresentations. Negligent misrepresentation is when a party makes statements without regard for the truth. In this case, Parker claims that Purdue knew the growers were not independent contractors, but still told the growers that they would be treated that way to get them to sign the contracts. Therefore, Purdue has been unjustly enriched by not compensating the growers appropriately based on these alleged misrepresentations. Finally, Parker includes claims based on the Packers and Stockyards Act. This is a federal law that regulates practices within the poultry and livestock industries. This claim is for only Parker and not the entire class. So within a class action lawsuit, we may have claims that only may relate to the named party that we may not be able to show to the entire class. So Parker claims that Purdue did not weigh the birds accurately, which reduced Parker's compensation through the tournament system. This claim stems from arguments Parker is making that Purdue allegedly retaliated against him for Parker after Parker made claims against Purdue and its practices to USDA. So what do you need to know about this lawsuit? It's really too early to know what will happen in this litigation. We are in the early stages. This case may not survive this. It's also too early to tell if this litigation will be certified as a class action lawsuit. However, if it's certified as a class action, Purdue growers may receive notices that they are potentially going to be included in this litigation. As the litigation progresses, I'll be keeping you updated on the information as growers, so growers know what to expect. With that, in a few weeks, we'll talk about recently there was the court ruled on a motion to dismiss filed by Purdue. We'll talk a little bit about that and where the case stands now. But with that said, thank you for listening. If you have any questions for me, please email me at lgoering@umd.edu, or you can tweet me or find me on Instagram at @aglawpaul. If you got thoughts on what we should be talking about on here or people we should have on, please let me know. I've had people reach out before and, you know, we've ended up bringing them on the show to talk about stuff. So please let me know. I'm always interested in that as well. So thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.